From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe are mixing business with pleasure on the second day of their multi-day summit by golfing at Trump's course near his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida. Moments before the presidential motorcade arrived, it was met by a couple of dozen of protesters carrying signs, some of which said, "Stop hate." The two leaders began 2 days of talks Friday morning at the White House, where Trump spoke about the importance of the relationship between the U.S. and Japan.
The bond between our two nations and the friendship between our two peoples runs very, very deep. This administration is committed to bringing those ties even closer.
Mr. Abe said he and President Trump had reached an agreement on a new framework for economic talks, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership will be among the topics being discussed. Mr. Trump said any trading relationship between the two countries must be, in his words, free, fair, and reciprocal. United States immigration authorities arrested hundreds of immigrants living in the United States illegally in raids across the country this week. Although authorities say the enforcement action wasn't linked to a recent order signed by President Trump, a Department of Homeland Security spokesperson told the Washington Post the raids targeted criminals that were illegally in the country and they were part of a routine action. Afghan officials say a suicide car bombing attack targeting a military vehicle killed at least 7 people and wounded many others in the southern province of Helmand on Saturday. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for the attack. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.